4, Scene 1. Bassanio arrived in Venice, just in time for the trial. Graciano, Bassanio and the merchants all went to the court to watch Antonio's trial. The Duke sat down to judge the trial. Antonio, are you here? The Duke asked. I am here, Antonio replied. He was standing between two guards. I am sorry that you are here. You made a contract with an evil man and are now here to honour that contract, the Duke said. I am. Thank you for trying to talk him out of this. He wants his pound of flesh. The law can't help me. He wants revenge. I am ready to die, Antonio replied. One of you go and get Shylock, the Duke said to one of the guards. Here he comes now, said Solanio. Come and stand in front of me, Shylock, the Duke said. Shylock walked to the front of the court and stood in front of the Duke. Everyone thinks you are putting on an act, and at the last minute you will change your mind. Are you going to change your mind and show everyone what a good man you are? The Duke asked. Shylock didn't say anything. He just stared at the Duke. I expect you to answer me, the Duke said. I told everyone what I wanted. I made a contract. Antonio broke it. I want my pound of flesh. You can't stop me. I want my pound of flesh. I hate that man, and I want my revenge, Shylock replied. You are a mean and horrible man, Bassanio shouted. I don't have to say things to make you happy, Shylock shouted back. Do all men kill things they hate? Bassanio asked. Every man would love to kill the things he hates, Shylock replied. Not every bad thing makes a man hate it, Bassanio replied. What? You would let a snake bite you twice? Shylock asked. It's okay, Bassanio. He won't listen. Let him have what he wants, Antonio said gently. Bassanio ignored Antonio. Instead, Graciano brought a bag to the front of the court. Bassanio went with him and opened the bag. Here are 6,000 ducats for the 3,000 you lent me. Bassanio stood very close to Shylock as he spoke. I don't want the money. I want my pound of flesh, Shylock shouted. You are a horrible man. You will not get any mercy from anyone, the Duke said. I don't need mercy. I didn't do anything wrong. I want my pound of flesh. Will I have it? Shylock asked. The men in the room all stood up and shouted at Shylock. They were all very angry with him. They shouted for the Duke to send him away and let Antonio go. Please. I am happy to say that I can send Shylock away and let Antonio go. I got a letter from Dr. Bellario. He is a lawyer. He is coming here today, the Duke said. There is a messenger outside with letters from the doctor, Solanio said. Bring me the letters, the Duke said. The messenger came into the room with the letters. It's okay, Antonio. Shylock will have all my flesh and blood before he can have yours, Bassanio whispered. Shylock had a knife hidden in his clothes. He looked at Antonio and Bassanio with hate as he touched the knife. I am a weak man. I am better dead than alive. The best thing you can do is live and say nice things about me, Bassanio, Antonio replied. Solanio walked with the messenger. It was Nerissa, dressed like a man. You have letters from the doctor? the Duke asked Nerissa. Yes, I do, Nerissa said. She gave the letters to the Duke. Shylock took out his knife. He sharpened it on his boot. What are you doing? Bassanio asked. Getting ready to take my pound of flesh, Shylock replied. Rot in hell, you heartless dog, Graciano cried. The Duke read the letters. The doctor says there is a young lawyer here for Antonio. Where is he? The Duke asked. He is outside, Nerissa said. Bring him in. I will read the letter to everyone, the Duke said. Your Grace, I am very sick. A young lawyer came and told me about Shylock and Antonio. We looked at lots of books, and he has my thoughts. He has come to see you instead of me. He says what I would say if I were there. The Duke put the letter down. Portia walked into the court dressed like a man. You are the lawyer the doctor sent? The Duke asked. I am, Portia said. Good. Tell us what the doctor said, the Duke replied. Who is Antonio and who is Shylock? Portia asked. Antonio and Shylock stepped forward. You are Shylock? She asked the Jew. My name is Shylock, he replied. You are Antonio. You made the contract that is broken and owe a pound of flesh? Portia asked. That is what Shylock says, Antonio replied. I don't have to show mercy. I want my pound of flesh, Shylock said. Can't he pay the debt? Portia asked. I have twice the debt here. I offered to pay him in court, but he doesn't want the money. Can you let Antonio go now? Bassanio said. No. The law says it is impossible, Portia replied. Then let me have my pound of flesh, Shylock shouted. Wait. Let me see the contract, Portia said. Shylock gave the contract to Portia. What if you were given 3 times the money? No, I want my pound of flesh, Shylock cried. Portia opened the contract. It is all there. He can get a pound of flesh near the heart of the merchant. Please, Shylock, take 3 times the money and tear up the contract, Portia said. I want my pound of flesh, Shylock cried. Then you will have it, Antonio replied. Prepare your knife. Do you have scales to weigh the flesh? Portia asked. I do, Shylock replied. Is there a doctor to stop Antonio from dying after you get the pound of flesh? Portia asked. It isn't in the contract, Shylock said. But it is common sense, Portia said. If it isn't in the contract, it is not allowed, Shylock replied. Do you have anything to say, Antonio? Portia asked. Only to Bassanio. Goodbye, my friend. I am a lucky man to die for the happiness of a friend. Tell your wife about me, Antonio said. Bassanio hugged his friend. I love my wife more than life, but I would give everything I have and her to save you, Bassanio said. It is a good thing that your wife isn't here to hear you say that, Portia said. I have a wife that I love more than life. I wish she was in heaven so she could ask God to change Shylock's mind, Graciano said. It's a good thing your wife isn't here to hear you say that, Nerissa said. I want my pound of flesh now, Shylock said. You must cut it from his chest, Portia said. Come here, Antonio, Shylock said. You can cut your pound of flesh, but there is nothing in the contract about blood. You can't let a drop of blood leave his body, Portia said. If you do, everything you own will belong to Venice. Shylock stopped and turned to look at Portia. "Did you hear that, Jew?" Graciano asked. "Is that the law?" Shylock asked. Portia took a book out of the bag she had. She turned a page and gave it to Shylock. "You can see here for yourself. Do you want justice?" "Here it is," Portia said. "Fine. Pay 3 times the money and I will let him go," Shylock said. "Here," Bassanio said. "No, the Jew wants his pound of flesh, not the money," Portia said. "You must cut a pound of flesh. No more, no less, and not let a drop of blood fall." Shylock raised his knife and then stopped. "What are you waiting for?" Portia asked. "Give me the money and let me go," Shylock said. "Here, let me give it to him," Bassanio said. "No, he refused the money in court. He only wanted his pound of flesh. Now he must take it," Portia said. "Can I have the money?" Shylock asked. "You can have the pound of flesh or nothing. Take what you want," Portia said. "Then I am leaving," Shylock shouted. Shylock walked towards the door. "Wait. The law is not done with you yet. It says if a man that is not from Venice tries to take the life of any man from Venice, then the man from Venice gets half of everything the man not from Venice owns. The Duke can decide whether that man not from Venice lives or dies. You have tried to take the life of Antonio. Kneel and beg the Duke for mercy, Shylock," Portia said. "You will not die, Shylock. Half of everything you own goes to Antonio. The rest belongs to Venice," the Duke said. "Take my life too. I have nothing left," Shylock said. "What mercy will you give Shylock, Antonio?" asked Portia. "He can keep half of what he owes me, but only if everything Shylock has will go to Lorenzo and Jessica when he dies. He must write a letter that promises to do that." "He must also become a Christian," said Antonio. "He will do this or he will die," the Duke said. "What do you say, Shylock?" Portia asked. "I will do it," Shylock replied. "Write the letter," Portia said to Nerissa. "Please, let me go home." "I will sign the will later," Shylock said. "Go, but you'd better sign the letter," the Duke said. Shylock walked towards the door. "If it were me, you would be going to hang," Graciano said to Shylock as he left. "Sir, come have dinner with me tonight," the Duke said to Portia. "I'm sorry, I must go home tonight," Portia replied. "I am sorry too. Another time. Antonio, you owe this man a lot. He saved your life," the Duke said. The Duke and his servants all left the court. The merchants all left too. "Sir, my friend and I are free because of you. Please take the money we were going to give to the Jew. We owe it to you," Bassanio said. "And our love and thanks," Antonio said. "I saved you. That is more than enough. Keep your money." "I don't need money," Portia said. She picked up her books. Nerissa had finished writing the letter. The two walked towards the door. "Remember me when I see you again." "Goodbye," she said. "Please, you must take the money," Bassanio said. "If I must, then give me your gloves instead," Portia said. Bassanio took off his gloves as quickly as he could. "And you will give me your ring as well." "I can't," Bassanio replied. "I like it and I am asking for it. You said you owe me, Portia said. I will buy you any ring in Venice you want, but I can't give you this ring. My wife gave me this ring. She made me promise that I would never give it away, sell it or lose it, Bassanio replied. Your wife would understand why you gave away the ring unless she is mad, but you will not give it. Goodbye, Portia said and left the room. Nerissa followed behind her. Bassanio, the lawyer is right. Your wife will understand. Let him have the ring, Antonio said to his friend. You're right. I hope Portia understands, Bassanio said as he took off the ring. Here, Graciano, go after him. Give him the ring and bring him to Antonio's house for dinner, Bassanio told his friend. Graciano took the ring and ran after Portia and Nerissa. Come, Antonio, let's go back to your house. You need to eat and sleep. Tomorrow we will go to Belmont, and you can meet my wife, Bassanio told his friend.